So for the West Plains region, we are expecting rain to start after 6 p.m. This evening, and then you may hear a few rumbles of thunder overnight tonight after midnight. But then the cold front quickly pushes through tomorrow morning for the morning commute, and we are expecting a transition from rain over to a wintry mix after 7 a.m., between 7 and 10 a.m., and then it'll quickly change over to snow. We are concerned about a flash freeze in the morning with the morning commute, so just remember to take it slow and be mindful of that, as temperatures will drop quickly behind this front. And then we're expected snow to linger through most of the afternoon and then taper off after between 3 to 5 p.m. For the West Plains area. And then Saturday will be mostly, there's not any weather expected Saturday. However, we are going to have cold temperatures filter through West Plains. So the lows for Saturday for West Plains will be about 5 degrees. So we are really focused on the wind chills after Sunday. It's going to continue just to get colder, especially as we have another system come through on Sunday. So I'll just continue talking about the wind chills. Let's see. Sunday looks like that night it's going to be negative 10 to negative 5 for West Plains. Monday, negative 20 to negative 15, and then Tuesday, negative 20 to negative 15. So the coldest time is going to be after midnight in the early mornings of Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. So just remember to take care of people, plants, pipes, and pets. So that's the four P's we try to stress. But then we do have another system, like I said, coming in on Sunday that'll bring us some snow. It's still a little bit early to give you guys exact amounts, but for the West Plains area, we are expecting about, we have a 50% chance for an inch for your area, and then it goes down to about a 40% chance for 3 inches or more. So we're still trying to get those accumulations narrowed down, but all in all, we are very confident that it is going to get very cold this weekend, some temperatures that we haven't felt in a really long time. So just be sure to prepare for those cold temperatures.